The Apprentice producer Bill Pruitt admits he can never prove Donald Trump N-word tape exists. By Christina Wong on May 30, 2024. Bill Pruitt, one of several producers of the 90s reality TV show The Apprentice, which starred Donald Trump, admitted in an essay published Thursday that show tapes that allegedly captured Trump using the N-word would never be found. Pruitt, in his essay, which the far-left news and commentary website Slate.com published, regurgitated his nearly decade-old allegation that Trump used the N-word about a black contestant in a discussion with producers that was taped. Not only did Pruitt acknowledge that his entire account of what Trump and others said was not verbatim, he admitted without any explanation that he has come to believe the alleged tapes of Trump using the N-word would never be found. Pruitt wrote, emphasis added, nobody heard the racist and misogynistic comments or saw the alleged cheating, the bluffing, or his hair taking off in the wind. Those tapes, I've come to believe, will never be found. Pruitt's claims about Trump using the N-word come just as President Joe Biden is desperately trying to bolster his sagging support from the black community. Black Biden surrogates eagerly pushed Pruitt's piece throughout social media, claiming Trump said the N-word. Bakari Sellers, a Democrat political commentator and former South Carolina state lawmaker, posted on X on Thursday, Trump said, the N-word. Literally no one is surprised, except maybe Shepard G and the sleepy dude that endorsed him last week. Trump said nigger. Literally no one is surprised, except maybe Shepard G and the sleepy dude that endorsed him last week. Bakari Sellers, at Bakari underscore Sellers, May 30, 2024. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung quickly responded to Sellers. Prove it, bitch. You can't, because it's a fake and bullshit story your dumbass is peddling because Biden is hemorrhaging support from black Americans. Other Biden surrogates jumped in to attack Cheung, who is Asian American. Biden has also recently tried to revive the lie that Trump gassed peaceful protesters at Lafayette Park across from the White House during the George Floyd riots in Washington, D.C., in June 2020, so that he could walk across the park to St. John's Church for a photo op. As Breitbart News detailed, the Inspector General of the Interior Department found that Trump did not order tear gas to be used on peaceful protesters. The U.S. Park Police, not Trump, had determined it was necessary to clear the park in order to install a fence around Lafayette Park. Biden has embarked on more campaign events targeting the African American community, such as delivering a commencement speech at Morehouse College, an all-black men's college. During the speech, which was focused on race and racism, he told the young graduates that their country did not love them back. Politico reported Thursday that prominent black officials are warning the Biden campaign that the president's efforts to keep black voters firmly and enthusiastically in his electoral coalition aren't working, and that time is running out to get this message across. Politico also noted a Wall Street Journal poll of seven swing states found that 30% of black men were either definitely or probably going to vote for Trump. Trump recently held the rally in the Bronx, a heavily black and Hispanic neighborhood, which drew an estimated crowd of 25,000. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.